Facebook introduces Home, Menlo Park, AFP. Facebook has unveiled its own version of Android that puts the social network on the home screens of smartphones as it steps up its challenge to Apple and Google in the booming mobile market. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said the new software weaves the social network into the home screen of HTC and Samsung phones, powered by the latest versions of Android, to focus experiences on people and not apps. "We're not building a phone and we're not building an operating system, but we are building something that's a lot deeper than an app," Zuckerberg told a gathering at the company's headquarters in Silicon Valley. Facebook called the new software a new way to turn your Android phone into a great, living, social phone. The software, which allows users to see Facebook's cover feed when they turn on their phones, will be available for download from Google's online Play Shop in the United States starting April 12th, Zuckerberg said. A version should be available in Europe in coming months, according to Facebook, which said it is in the process of tailoring Home for tablet computers. Home will be available through Taiwan-based electronics firm HTC, which will launch its Facebook home screen smartphone called HTC First to be available through U.S. carrier AT&T at a price of $100. Zuckerberg demonstrated how a user would start with Facebook on the home screen and be able to navigate and switch back and forth between apps and simultaneously send and receive messages through chat heads, which are overlaid on the screen. Facebook said no ads would be woven into the social network feeds that appear automatically as home screen or lock screen scenes, but that they may in the future. Facebook customized Home for Android-powered smartphones because the operating system made available free by Google can be openly tweaked by hardware makers, as opposed to the tight grip Apple keeps on iPhone innards. Zuckerberg was careful not to throw down overt challenges to Apple or Google. "We have a great relationship with Apple," Zuckerberg said. "Google is aware of what we're doing. We've talked to them," he added. "We are committed to doing our best on every platform." Zuckerberg reasoned that since people spend an average of 20% of their smartphone time at Facebook, improving the experience on Android handsets was a good thing for Google's mobile operating system. "Every company that I know wakes up in the morning trying to build the best experience, and Google does too," Zuckerberg said. "In a way, this can start to bring some of those high-quality experiences you see on iPhones to Android, and that could be really good for Android." The announcement comes with Facebook trying to connect more with mobile users and, importantly, deliver more ads in the fast-growing segment.